The promise of spring might have you excited to jump back on your bike, but before you hit the road, you should maybe make sure your bike is tuned up and safe for the ride. Hasn't been an easy winter for anything that has to sit out in the cold. Well, Carolyn Weber is with us now. She's co-owner of Coast Inn Bikes in Milwaukee, and she's here to teach us what she knows about basic bike maintenance. Carolyn, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much.
A lot of us haven't touched our bicycles since we put them away in the fall. And if someone's bike was doing okay, no problems, no issues when it was last put away and ridden, shouldn't it be okay now?
It depends on where you stored it. Like, if you have stored it outside, you definitely want to do more work on your bicycle. Whereas if you stored it, like, just in a garage or inside your basement where it's dry and rust-free, you'll probably be in a better spot. So you still should do what I call like an ABC check on your bike. And you should do this, honestly, every 3 to 4 rides, just to make sure everything's working okay.
3 to 4 rides. Okay. So what is the ABC check?
So the ABC check stands for air, brakes, cranks and chain, and then quick is for quick releases. So one of the first things you want to check is your air. You want to keep properly inflated tires to what's called PSI, which is if you look at your wheel and look at your tire, you'll see on there, it'll say a number next to PSI. And that's the pressure you want to keep it at. And if you don't keep it up at that pressure, you can get flats a lot more easily. 9 times out of 10, you could prevent a flat just by keeping properly inflated tires.
Okay, so that's the air part of it. And the B is brakes. That seems important.
Yep. So for brakes, you want to just check your pads for wear. So when you look at the pads, you're going to see if there's less than a fourth of an inch left on it before you hop on your bike for the spring, you're going to want to get some new brake pads from your local bike shop.
Okay, so there should be a quarter inch left. Is that right?
At least a quarter inch left.
Okay.
And then you also want to just check to make sure the brake levers brake properly and that the pads actually contact on the rim. And then if they're feeling too loose, that's something else you want to get checked out as well.
Okay, so brakes are key to bike safety. And what about the C part of your ABC checkup?
So that's for the cranks and chain. So the cranks are where your pedals are attached to, and then the chain is actually what makes the pedal or the bike move forward. So one of the things you want to do is take both of your cranks and try to pull them away from the frame. And if they have any wiggle when you do that, that will also need some adjustment as well. And that's just going to get more and more loose, and then you can go from a $5 adjustment to like a $40, $50 fix. So it can save you a lot of money just by checking that. And then for the chain, you want to make sure it's not too loose. There is a fit, like a tool that we use. You can put it on the chain check it. If you don't have one at home, what you can just do is take a look at your chain and see where it wraps around that front crank. And if it's a little bit loose, it doesn't contact a nice snug wrap, that might mean your chain is stretched out. So if you just go get a new chain, you can put a new chain on there. That'll help prolong the life of your drivetrain a lot. All those parts will keep going a lot smoother. And then you also want to then also apply some new lube on it about every 2-3 weeks. If it feels dry, you need some new lube.
So what happens over the winter in the garage? Is it just the expansion and contraction of the cold that makes everything get a little out of whack?
Exactly, yeah. It can be for your tires. You'll probably have them deflated over cold. And when it's too cold and it's too hot, they'll cause the tires to lose inflation. A lot of times we'll get bikes into the shop and they'll be like, oh, I have a flat tire. It's like, oh, you just need some new air. And then if you have your bike sit in a corner garage, sometimes there's moisture in there, and that moisture can get in and sit in there. And that grease can just stiffen up. So it's just getting everything moving again.
So if you have the luxury of a basement, are you better off putting your bike in the basement than leaving it in the garage?
Depends how dry your basement is.
mine's
not too dry. Yeah, so, I mean, I prefer keeping my bike in the basement just because, at least with us in Milwaukee, we have a high theft area of bicycles. So I don't, unless I can lock my bike to a ring in my garage, I typically bring my bikes down to the basement. They just keep drier down there, and I know they're more secure. I can keep an eye on it a little bit more.
So what else should we look for?
Some other things you want to look for is your quick release. That's the quick part of the ABC quick check. And so that's what attaches your wheel into the bike. Oftentimes you play with those when you take your bike off and on the car, usually, or inside a car.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to make sure those levers are nice and tight and that they're against the frame. Otherwise, what would happen is that they spring out. If they're not completely down, as you start pedaling, your wheel might fall out.
That sounds
bad.
Wouldn't
be very good either.
Yeah.
Generally is.
And in terms of whether or not we can do this ourselves, is this stuff you're describing something that I could do given, you know, a trip to the hardware store to get the right tool, or is this something you're better off just taking to the pros?
I always recommend taking it to the pro if you feel confident about it. But a lot of these simple things you could do yourself, like, for example, cleaning up and relooping a dry tree claim. So doing quick degreasing and putting on a new chain lube is something you can very easily learn yourself. You can watch a couple of YouTube videos. I do encourage people to purchase tools or supplies from your local bike shop, because then it actually will keep the bike shops afloat. But then also it creates a relationship with that bike shop, and you might get somebody at the shop who might just teach you how to do it then, because you're working with them. And then also there are places often in your communities where you can go and learn bicycle repair. Like here in Milwaukee, we have the Boys and Girls Club, Milwaukee Bicycle Collective. We also have Vulture Space. Now, are these places where people can go and just donate a little bit of money and they'll teach you how to work on your bike? So you can do it at home and on your own. That's actually how I got started learning bike repair that way.
Well, let's say that winter was unkind to your bike and you've got a flat. Can you fix it at home? How do you do that?
You can. You're going to need two tire levers. You're going to need a pump. I prefer usually a floor pump because it's a lot faster and it doesn't pull off the valves as much. And then some people use air compressors as well, and that's fine to use one of those at home. And then, so what you're going to, again, YouTube is a great resource. You can look up YouTube how to change a flat, and it'll show you how to use those tire levers to pop off your tire and inspect your tube for where the flat is, and you can put a patch on it. And usually when you buy a box of patches, you get about 5 to 10, depending which one it is. And then you just put that tube back in, and you just put the tire back onto the rim. So after that's one of the things I most commonly teach people is how to change your own flats, and they can do them at home. And you can usually just do it by turning your bike upside down, and you can pop the wheels in and out.
Now, one of the things that some bikes are cropping up with after the winter is rust on the chain or on the joints. What happens when you've got a rusty bike? What do you do?
I would wipe it down with some soap and water and just give it a good cleaning. One product that I really like to use is Simple Green, actually, and that can help get a lot of that rust off and get all the salt and crud or whatever's sitting on there.
Simple Green soap, is that what it's called?
Simple Green, it's a degreaser. You have to buy it at the hardware store. We go through a lot of it here at the shop. It's an environmentally friendly degreaser. Doesn't hurt you. You can put it down your drains. And then that'll take care of a lot of the rust on your chain and get everything wiped down. And then after it dries, and always reapply some new lube, because lube is actually good on a bike. It keeps things moving. So you want to put some new lube onto the chain and then onto your pivot points of your derailleurs, into your brakes, and places that things move around. And that'll help get all the rust off, and that new lube will keep things from sounding creaky.
Well, now that you've taken us through some of the steps on tuning up the bike before we get on it, I suppose riding a bike could be like driving in the first snowstorm. You kind of forget what you're supposed to be doing out there on the road. What are some things that bicyclists forget in terms of safety when they start riding again in the spring?
Something. Remember that you're in Wisconsin. You're supposed to follow the rules of the road. You know, you're supposed to stop at red lights as well. You should stay to the right of the road. Use the bike lanes as possible. Just remember to take it easy. I always encourage people to use a helmet. It helps keep your head. I mean, it doesn't help in all cases, but it helps in most cases if you do fall or something happens. And if you ride at night, it's particularly important to have lights on your bike, even if they're safety lights, but for something for drivers to see you. A great resource for more information with commuting and being safe on the roads is the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation. And they have a great website that goes over a lot of this, as well as like a daily blog that talks a lot about issues and being safe on your bike.
It seems like there are always groups of people who are riding without helmets. I don't know if that's a new trend right now to go helmet free, but what do you see as someone who runs a bike store about, you know, what can go wrong when you're not wearing a helmet?
As somebody who has fallen and have, you know, a helmet has helped me, not like had a concussion. Then, like, you know, if a car hits you at 30 miles an hour, there's not much you can do about that. But I have had many friends who have been hit over the years, and helmets have helped them. So as an owner of a bicycle shop, I encourage everybody to wear a helmet. When I rent bikes at my bicycle shop, I encourage people to take the helmet and not sign off that they don't take it. I think when I hear a lot of people who don't wear helmets, one, it's not required in the state of Wisconsin to wear one. But two, they don't like wearing it because they don't like the helmet hair, or they don't like how it looks. And I encourage them to go to a shop and try different types of helmets. Different ones will fit differently. They are making them very light now. And when I commute to work, I actually teach as well. I just bring a comb with me. You know, you bring some hairspray, you can fix up your hair when you get to work, you know? And people, and often women do this anyway, right? or guys, you usually fix up your hair anyway throughout the day.
Right, so like, if a comb and hairspray is going to help you wear the helmet, it's probably a good thing.
Exactly. And now they're making them very stylish now. In fact, they're releasing ones that look like hats now. So they even look like you're wearing a helmet. Hmm. They make them with fun designs, different colors. There's not one type of helmet you can wear. You can wear a lot of different ones.
Carolyn, have you been out there on your bike yet so far? Or are you still waiting for your first spin?
I've been riding all winter still.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. Do you put the studs on your tires and kind of just go for
it? Exactly. You put studs on your tires. I ride a winter commuter bike. That's a little bit more. I don't mind the salt on it as much. You just wear a little bit more layers and you just ride every day. I am looking forward to the nicer weather here. It is still nice to be able to ride a road bike again.
What is your favorite spring ride in Milwaukee?
Let's see. One of my favorite spring rides in Milwaukee is probably going down to Bayview down in Grant Park. It's a fun ride down there. It's a beautiful park, and it's a very windy, long road that you could take a long road ride on.
All right. Well, happy biking. Carolyn, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
That's Carolyn Weber, co-owner of Coast in Bikes in Milwaukee, and she was with us to teach us how to tune up our bicycles for the new riding season.